white. Norfolk Villa, Prospect Street, Granville, New South Wales, Australia. March 11th, 1895. Dear son Willie, Elder Daniels writes me that he shall not proceed with the meeting in Tasmania till you and Brother Colcord can be present. I am not really certain when this will be. May, Lacey, is anxious to go to Tasmania the first or second week in April, and is determined that I shall go. But I do not feel very anxious for the water trip, and I am now in important work trying to complete The Life of Christ. To break up now seems severe, and Fanny being away makes it still worse and more forbidding. The matter that I would have her prepare will not be done, as she will probably remain at least 2 weeks in Currumbong, and that will cover nearly the whole period before we leave for Tasmania, going via Melbourne. I wish I could be let out of this. I do not want to go, because I do not want to be broken up in my writing. Be assured, I shall not write anything to perplex you again, for you do not understand the situation and come to wrong conclusions. In regard to school ground, I am not at all hungry to go there, and have no special appetite to make a home there. I question the wisdom of my settling there. I have, with my family, remained here, laboring in these little churches of Kellyville, Prospect, and Parramatta, and put forth my strength and money to as little purpose as any place I was ever in, and it will not be much longer that I can have peace to remain. It is not my duty to carry the loads, financially and religiously, much longer for these people who have heard the truth. My testimony is needed elsewhere. I have no burden here, and shall not try to create one. I can work in the Dorcas line as long as time shall last, for there will be work to be done, and still work to be done, without end, and with very little to show for it. I am pleading with the Lord to indicate my duty as to where I shall go to bear my testimony, so that souls shall be benefited. I am not homesick, but I am hungry to work to some purpose. I shall not move hastily in building. Your mind may be at rest henceforward on that point. I may never lay the foundation for a home in Currumbong. I must be in touch with the workers and people who know not the truth. Dr. Kellogg goes to Melbourne today, en route for Adelaide and Broken Hill. I send you a copy of a letter from Gouldbourne. He will stop off when he gets to that place and see what can be done. Then he will make one more stop at still another permanent place and see if there is any special opening there. He will then go on to Melbourne. Byron Belden, May, and I went to Ashfield last Sabbath. 100 were in the hall. I spoke from Matthew 13 on the treasure hidden in the field and on the merchantman selling goodly pearls. There was deep feeling in the meeting, and the softening influence of the Spirit of God was in the midst. We had an excellent testimony meeting, and those newly come into the faith bore a good witness for Christ and the truth. Several more have taken their position and spoke for the first time. Next Sunday, 10 or 12 will go forward in baptism, and as so many are now in the valley of decision, I feel that my burden is with the people of Ashfield and Petersham. Byron Belden reviewed the Sabbath school at Ashfield a week ago last Sabbath. Brother McCullough is anxious for him to move near Ashfield and Petersham. He will see if there is a place that he can rent, so that he can give himself more fully to the work and attend the Bible studies. This would please Byron, and as Brother Pallant is laboring a large share of the time at other work, Byron may do something as the way seems to open to visit and help them. As Brother Pallant has not been working in that line, the conference can settle with him, and the means can help Byron as I was to help Pallant. Elder McCullough is getting into some excellent families by giving Bible readings, and he is becoming acquainted with many who seem to be interested to learn the reasons of our faith. This is encouraging. I speak next Sabbath at Ashfield and on Sunday night at Petersham. I am provided with room to sleep at Brother McCullough's house, but they are not well situated for me. We need many things to be done in painting and putting the carriages in order. The seats need to be upholstered, but Brother Caldwell has not time except to write, and again, I am not assured that it is the best thing to have him giving himself to this line of work so entirely. Willie McCann is employed to do the work he used to do out of doors. For this, he receives $1 per week, and I shall have to make it 6 shillings, for he seems to be doing good, faithful work. Employing Maggie, Hare, will help here, and give Brother Caldwell more time to engage in the church work.
This church in Parramatta seems to be much like a sieve. The more you pour into it, the more you may. The efforts, I am fully convinced, given to this church so abundantly, should be given to those who have not the truth. Brother Caldwell has a horse. He can go out and, I think, be useful in many ways to give Bible readings, etc. I shall write to Brother Corliss, and then perhaps I shall hear something from him. We felt a little disappointed at not receiving a letter Monday. You said a brother was coming to Sydney and would bring my things, but we have seen nothing of such a man. Perhaps he concluded not to come on the last boat. Mother. Postscript. I not send this. I thought you could not read it unless copied, but I shall send it after it is in better shape. My left eye has troubled me considerably for months, and I have, while writing this letter, bound it up tight with a silk handkerchief. Therefore, your letter is delayed.